You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire. Is the Alfie gang pulling up a $22 million rug? Meta platforms are experiencing outages. Ukraine claims a cyber attack on the Russian Ministry of Defense. Malicious fishers hope to hook hashes. Team City users are warned of critical vulnerabilities. The Discord leaker pleads guilty. Amex suffers a third-party data breach. Amazon is flooded with fake copycat publications. Our guest is Deputy Assistant Director Cynthia Kaiser from the FBI Cyber Division to discuss Volt Typhoon. And dude, she is just not that into you. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is your CyberWire Intel Briefing. Thank you for joining us here today. It is great to have you with us. The ransomware gang Alfie, also known as Black Cat, implicated in the attack on Change Healthcare, has been embroiled in controversy with allegations of a $22 million ransom payment and internal disputes. A Bitcoin transaction of 350 Bitcoins, valued at around $22 million, was made to an address connected to Alfie, leading to speculation that Change Healthcare paid a ransom. Security firms Recorded Future and TRM Labs have linked this Bitcoin address to Alfie and to payments from other victims. Subsequently, an affiliate accused Alfie of withholding their share of the ransom, providing the transaction as evidence. This dispute raises concerns that sensitive data access during the attack could still be at risk of exposure. Furthermore, Alfie's leak site displayed what appeared to be a law enforcement seizure notice, sparking speculation about the gang's current status and whether this signals a takedown by authorities or a strategic withdrawal by the gang amidst the fallout from their recent activities. There's strong speculation from cybersecurity experts on social media that the takedown notice is bogus and that Alfie is indeed pulling the rug out from under its affiliates. This one is still developing, so stay tuned. As we record today, Meta's platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Threads, are experiencing global outages, impacting many users since reports began at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Facebook and Threads are not loading, and Instagram is partially accessible. The outage coincides with Super Tuesday in the U.S., potentially affecting presidential campaigns' ability to communicate with voters. Meta acknowledges the issue and says they're working on a resolution. Concurrently, YouTube and Gmail users report loading and email delivery problems, but it's unclear if these are related to Meta's outage. The Ukrainian Main Intelligence Directorate, the GUR, claims to have hacked the Russian Ministry of Defense, stealing sensitive data. The operation, described as a special operation by the GUR, led to the acquisition of software for data protection and encryption, Secret Service documents, and details on the ministry's structure and personnel, including the Deputy Minister of Defense, Timur Ivanov. Evidence of the breach was posted online, though its authenticity remains unconfirmed. This incident follows previous unverified GUR cyber attacks on Russian agencies, with this latest attack not involving operational disruption. Researchers at Proofpoint highlight a threat actor using phishing emails with malicious attachments to steal employees' NTLM hashes, which are encoded passwords critical for user authentication on Windows. Microsoft aims to replace NTLM with the more secure Kerberos protocol due to vulnerabilities like password cracking and pass-the-hash attacks. This phishing campaign, identified in late February 2024, involved emails urging recipients to open a zip file that triggers a connection to an attacker-controlled SMB server, capturing NTLM challenge response pairs without deploying malware. This method reveals sensitive data, such as domain names and usernames, helping attackers gauge further exploitation potential. Known for distributing malware like Qbot and Picobot, this marks the actor's first known attempt at NTLM credential theft, highlighting their adaptability and resources. Organizations are advised to block outbound SMB connections to counteract these tactics. JetBrains has alerted users of their Team City build management and continuous integration tools to urgently patch two newly disclosed vulnerabilities identified by Rapid7. One of the vulnerabilities is a critical authentication bypass flaw with a 9.8 CVSS score, which could allow remote attackers to fully compromise servers via an alternative path issue. The second, with a 7.3 CVSS score, permits limited information disclosure and system alteration, including HTTPS certificate replacement, through a path traversal issue. These flaws pose a significant risk, potentially enabling attackers to control projects and launch supply chain attacks. JetBrains has released an updated software version and a security patch plugin for users unable to upgrade, ensuring all Team City on-premises versions are covered. They say Team City cloud customers have been patched and secured. Jack Teixeira, a Massachusetts Air National Guard member, pleaded guilty yesterday to leaking classified documents on Discord. He admitted to willful retention and transmission of national defense information and faces a proposed sentence of over 16 years. The 22-year-old's actions included sharing sensitive data related to international affairs with his fellow online gamers under the alias the Excalibur Effect. Despite previous warnings about his handling of classified information, Teixeira accessed and leaked details on topics like Russia's invasion of Ukraine. His sentencing is set for September 27th after a plea deal that prevents further Espionage Act charges. The incident has prompted the Air Force to discipline 15 personnel and the Department of Defense to review its classified information access protocols. American Express has notified customers of a third-party data breach at a merchant processor, leading to the exposure of credit card details. The breach did not affect American Express's systems directly, but involved a service provider used by several merchants. The compromised data includes American Express card numbers, names, and expiration dates. The specifics of the affected merchant processor and the scope of impacted customers remain undisclosed. American Express has informed regulatory authorities and is contacting affected customers, assuring that they won't be held liable for any fraudulent charges. Customers are advised to monitor their account statements for suspicious activity over the next 12 to 24 months. In the weeks leading up to the publishing of her memoir, tech journalist Kara Swisher noticed a disturbing proliferation of fake biographies on Amazon, featuring AI-generated images of her and authored by unknown individuals, posing as genuine accounts of her life. Swisher initially dismissed it as a curiosity, but the issue quickly escalated when dozens of these AI-generated knockoffs flooded Amazon. This incident highlights a growing challenge on Amazon: the influx of AI-generated books designed to mimic and compete with legitimate publications. Amazon has implemented measures like limiting self-publishing volumes and mandating disclosure of AI-generated content, but the effectiveness of these policies remains questionable at best. Swisher reached out directly to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, which led to the removal of some fake listings. But of course, most aspiring authors don't have direct access to high-level executives. The episode underscores the broader issue of AI-driven content undermining genuine creative efforts, necessitating stronger verification and authentication processes to protect authors and maintain the integrity of digital publishing platforms. Coming up after the break, my conversation with Deputy Assistant Director Cynthia Kaiser from the FBI Cyber Division. We're discussing Volt Typhoon. Stay with us. Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business. And it is my pleasure to welcome back to the show Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI's Cyber Division, Cynthia Kaiser. Cynthia, welcome back.
Happy to be back. Thank you.
So a lot of things I want to touch base with you on today and get your perspective on. Can we start off talking about Volt Typhoon and the efforts the FBI has been putting in here lately when it comes to that particular organization?
Absolutely. So as many of your listeners probably are tracking, the FBI and our partners identified a cluster of activity associated with a People's Republic of China state-sponsored actor tracked as Volt Typhoon in the private sector. And what we were tracking is that they were pre-positioning for disruptive or destructive cyber attacks against U.S. critical infrastructure. And what we think that is for in the event of a major crisis or conflict with the United States. Now, for years, they've been targeting critical infrastructure in Guam and elsewhere in the United States, and really through a variety of sources, including FBI technical deployments and close FBI engagement with the private sector. We know that their targets include numerous sectors, for example, communications, manufacturing, transportation, maritime, IT, and education.
To what degree do we think this is related to potential tensions in Taiwan?
So you don't have to look any further than the ODNI's annual threat assessment from last year that noted that China was seeking to develop a field-ready military by 2027 to be able to take Taiwan at a time of their choosing. We believe that this prepositioning is connected to that or the potential for other unspecified potential conflicts in the future with the United States, but it's really about giving China choices to be able to try to dissuade the U.S. from entering any conflict that they don't want us there for.
And so with these revelations, what happens within the agency? You and your colleagues there at the FBI, what are next steps in terms of countering this threat?
We've already been working to counter the threat. That includes when we learn about information from a potential victim, we deploy, like we did in February 2023, when our cyber action team, our CAT team, deployed to a telecommunications company to perform incident response. And through that two-week deployment, our CAT team was able to identify malicious activity within the network associated with Volt Typhoon and provide the company with the information it needed to mitigate the compromise across the system. We're continuing to also look through all of our other sources. I mean, I think what's most worrisome about this suite of activity is it's not the only group that's seeking to target our critical infrastructure. In fact, we only know about certain incidents because of FBI FISA 702. I also kind of want to hit on the operation that we recently announced that targeted the infrastructure that Volt Typhoon actors used to conduct their activity. Through a series of operations, including with our partners, we were able to take down the obfuscation network, so essentially the botnet of small business and home routers that the Volt Typhoon actors were staging on to conduct their activity and hide their tracks. We were able to remove the Chinese from that network and set back their ability to conduct these activities, especially to conduct these activities anonymously.
You know, we often talk in the conversations I have with you and your colleagues there at the FBI about the importance of the private sector partnering with the FBI. And the FBI's eagerness to do that. And it strikes me that these efforts against Volt Typhoon are really an example of those efforts paying off.
That's exactly right. We know more about the Volt Typhoon actors because of our close collaboration with the private sector. And really where we've seen a lot of great growth and interest in the private sector and partnering with the FBI too, is on the targeted entity or victim side. We do a lot of things in the FBI, but our North Star is seeking to assist victims and prevent people from and companies from becoming additional victims in the future. And that takes a lot of forms. Assisting victims might mean deploying one of our CAT teams, our cyber action teams, to the incident to help them identify what occurred on their network so that they can mitigate their own network. It might mean just providing them with the indicators of compromise and other technical information so their third party can, or doing a lot of other victim assistance. But preventing it means also partnering with our private sector partners to know more, partnering with our private sector partners to be actually able to conduct operations, to take down the infrastructure that our actors are using, and also partnering with our private sector partners to be able to combine what they know and we know and put that out to the American public, put that out to net defenders in advisories so others can protect their networks.
Cynthia Kaiser is Deputy Assistant Director with the FBI's Cyber Division. Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And finally, our Loose Lips Sink Ships desk tells us of one David Franklin Slater, a 63-year-old retired Army Lieutenant Colonel and former civilian employee at United States Strategic Command, who was arrested for allegedly disclosing sensitive national defense information to an individual claiming to be a woman from Ukraine through a foreign dating site. While employed at U.S. Stratcom, where he had top-secret security clearance, Slater reportedly sent secret Pentagon documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and discussed national defense information via email and messaging platforms. He was charged with one count of conspiracy and two counts of unauthorized disclosure of national defense information, actions described as potentially causing serious damage to national security. So here's a bit of advice. If your online crush suddenly shows undue interest in the mundane yet highly classified details of your day job, chances are they are not really that into you. Cut your losses, tell your bosses, and move on with your life. And that's the CyberWire. For links to all of today's stories, check out our daily briefing at thecyberwire.com. We'd love to know what you think of this show. You can email us at cyberwire@n2k.com. N2K Strategic Workforce Intelligence optimizes the value of your biggest investment, your people. We make you smarter about your team while making your team smarter. Learn more at n2k.com. This episode was produced by Liz Stokes. Our mixer is Trey Hester with original music by Elliot Peltzman. Our executive producers are Jennifer Iben and Brandon Karp. Our executive editor is Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.